This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. Clinical trials help medical professionals find out how effective new treatments are. But as Dr. Kevin Sneed, the dean of the University of South Florida College of Pharmacy, points out, they're not a one-size-fits-all proposition.
When we do the clinical research to gather the evidence, if you don't have enough people from enough varied backgrounds, we can't automatically transfer knowledge gained in one part of the population onto another part of the population.
But minority populations, specifically the African American and Hispanic communities, don't take part in clinical trials at a level that would give researchers the data they need. There's a variety of reasons for that. Walter Niles from the Hillsborough County Health Department's Office of Health Equity says there are two particular reasons for the African-American response.
There's always a lack of trust with the unknown, with the uncertainty. For a researcher to pop into a community and pop out as fast as he popped in, then you know, there's that unknown. People really don't know. There's a history of mistreatment.
That mistreatment includes the infamous Tuskegee Clinical Study, where 600 African-American sharecroppers in Alabama who had syphilis were tracked over 40 years, but not treated by government researchers. In the Hispanic community, there's also some distrust of medical professionals. Amparo Nunez, the director for the Hispanic Services Council's Bridges to Health project, says there are other reasons as well.
There is the factor of the language many times and the transportation. In the rural areas, in the two rural areas here in Hillsborough County, Plant City and Waimama, there is almost very limited to none public transportation.
A Dallas-based organization, the National Physician and Family Referral Project, is attempting to address racial disparities in clinical trials by educating both medical professionals and minority communities. They recently hosted a matchmaking luncheon that brought community leaders together with research coordinators from USF Health and Moffitt Cancer Center.
But today we're going to hear from Tampa African American and Hispanic stakeholders who have constituencies, those you are trying to reach right here and right now.
Dr. Sneed says the meeting served as an important first step.
To be able to sit down and have in-person conversation with community leaders around clinical trials is extremely important. We can't rely upon pamphlets. We can't rely upon airways. It's better to have a conversation.
Patricia Sanders is the director of the referral project. She says with the right direction, the Bay Area effort could have the same kind of success her organization has seen in Dallas.
We had about a half a dozen, UT Southwestern, Parkland, Presbyterian, Methodist. All of these hospital clinical researchers were involved. Today, a year later, constantly, every week, we're getting emails from either the stakeholder letting us know that UT Southwestern has an Alzheimer's trial coming in and they're going to be speaking at our church on Sunday. They have made the connection.
And she adds that the connection doesn't have to be made by the researchers themselves. They can look in unexpected places inside their organizations to find community emissaries.
These people you look at as your receptionist or your maintenance person or whatever, you need to look at them as resources because they are in their own communities, and they're in communities where they have churches, where they have whatever they may have, and maybe they can pass along clinical materials for you.
The researchers and community organizations present at the luncheon have already continued talking about what to do next. Sanders says that was the whole point of sitting both sides down to begin what will hopefully become a fruitful relationship.
I think this will be the key turning on the motor to get started, but it really is up to you now. We call ourselves the acorn, you guys are the oak trees. Make it happen.
To see video from the luncheon and for more information, check out our webpage, wusf.org/universitybeat. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.